This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Mix.
All right, now I can't.
I know Scotty from Tacoma is. Scotty, are you there?
I am.
Woo! I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Scotty has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am. Yeah.
The VMAs are tonight, so what does VMA stand for?
Video Music Awards.
Correct. Recently passing away at 93, who voiced Darth Vader?
Pass.
Which fruit is used to make grenadine syrup?
Berry.
No. The two zodiac signs in September are Virgo and what?
Libra.
Correct. Former Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola will be competing on what reality show?
Dancing with the Stars.
Correct. How many states have the letter Z in the name?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
One.
Correct. Who played the title character in the 80s classic Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Matthew Broderick.
Yes. Which Harry Potter book came out in 2000?
Death of Shadows.
No.
Pass.
Scotty, you got 5 correct. You know, better than I thought in the beginning there. So
yeah,
it was a little shaky, but 5 is still not the greatest.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Wow, Taryn, I feel like you usually have so much faith for the contestant.
I keep thinking of that song, Scotty Doesn't Know, but...
Oh, well, Scotty kind of knew.
He knew some.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The VMAs are tonight, so what does VMA stand for?
Video Music Awards.
You know it. Recently passing away at 93, who voiced Darth Vader?
James Earl Jones.
Yes. Which fruit is used to make grenadine syrup?
Which fruit? Cherries.
No.
Pomegranate.
Correct. Nice. The two zodiac signs in September are Virgo and what?
Libra.
Yes. Former Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola will be competing on what reality show?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. How many U.S. states have the letter Z in the name?
U.S. states have the letter Z. One.
Correct. Oh. Who plays the title character in the 80s classic Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Matthew Broderick.
Yes. Which Harry Potter book came out in 2000?
The Sorcerer's Stone?
No.
The Wizarding Wizards?
No. Yeah.
The Goblet of Fire.
Correct. What? How many teaspoons are in one cup?
I don't even care anymore.
Oh, that was impressive.
How many teaspoons are in one cup? 8.
No.
16.
No.
24.
No. The Sound of Music came out in what decade?
60s.
Correct. Ooh. Steve,
Goblet of Fire.
Almost a perfect 10, but you did get 9 correct, which is a big win, 9-5.
Ugh.
Sorry, Scotty.
Scotty already ducked out.
Oh, Scotty really didn't know.
He's going to know next time, though.
Nope.
He's going to know not to call in.
He's going to have a redemption game.
Oh. How many teaspoons are in one cup?
A lot. I don't know.
A lot.
32?
48. There's 16 tablespoons in a cup. And
yeah, I don't know why I guessed like 8 originally. That is such a terrible guess.
8 heaping teaspoons.
Yes. Goblet of Fire, though.
Yeah.
Where did that even come from?
I was just trying to think of any My wife likes Harry Potter, so some of it seeped into my mind, but I can't remember everything. Like, I know Hogwarts and Dumbledore. And Goblet of Fire.
You're doing great.
Yeah, isn't there a Sorcerer's Stone?
Yeah.
That was the first book, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
So you, yeah.
Is there a wizard?
No.
No.
The Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
I thought you were going to go with the Wizards of Waverly Place. I was like, that's Selena Gomez, dude.
It's a good show.
I'm not that dumb. I know the difference between Harry Potter and Selena.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center. And the Showwear Center is where you can donate blood this Friday, Friday the 13th, for a shot at scoring VIP tickets to the show starring Godsmack and Hailstorm. You can reserve your spot by heading over to KISW.com. Yesterday was a big day for my little karate kid. Oh. What happened? We're going to tell you after Aerosmith.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
Well, last night we had martial arts class for Barrett, and this was the first time we've been to martial arts since he started full day kindergarten.
Oh, okay, so it's long days.
Long days, and I was very, very, very worried about the entire situation because I didn't know if he was going to be like melting down or totally out of energy.
Using his power of karate for the wrong reasons.
But the great news was, yesterday was a very big celebration at that class.
What happened?
Barrett got his black stripe on his belt.
Woo-hoo! What does that even mean?
So there's.
I know it means that he's good.
There.
I don't remember the stripes. I mean, I took Taekwondo when I was a kid. I made it up to green belt. I don't remember the stripe, like, what it all means anymore.
So I think it goes from white to senior white to yellow to senior yellow to green.
Yeah.
And so he's in senior white belt right now. So he now knows that he can test for his yellow belt next month.
Okay.
So you have to have 5 stripes in order to test. And he now will get his 5th stripe when he does his, the little testing or whatever. And then they can get their next belt.
Do you know what the testing involves? Like, can you work on it with him? Does he have to fight another kid?
Yes. So he has to like show that he knows the different steps. So there's like, you know, 10 of them or whatever. So we'll practice at home a little bit. He has to also know some of the like little mantras that they repeat at class. So the one that they've been working on right now is that children will, you have to repeat after me, children will keep their hair, teeth, and body.
I don't have any hair.
Clean daily, ma'am or sir. Yeah, so they got to make sure that they're taking their baths every day.
I don't remember that in The Karate Kid. I don't think Mr. Miyagi ever told Danielson to do any of that.
So he has to be able to say that by himself without the teacher, you know, leading him.
Do you hear him saying it in the house when you're not around? Like, you know, like if he's in like a room, is he doing it or no?
Oh no, absolutely not. He only does it when I prompt him to do it. So he's got to, you know, incorporate that during his test and then show all the moves that he knows and then hopefully get the next belt.
Is he fired up?
He's pretty fired up. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was very tired yesterday, but he was fired up for this.
That's funny because we're dealing with that right now as well with, you know, preschool. She's only going to preschool. Tatum's going to preschool 2 days of the week, so Tuesdays and Thursdays. But Tuesdays is also a busy day for because it's ballet day as well. And yesterday was her first day back at ballet with, like, the new class. Man, that room was packed.
Oh, boy.
Because all the parents show up. Like, for the first couple, it's always fun. Like, you see, like, everybody shows up. That grandmas, the aunts, the uncles, the mom, the dad. And then, like, in about 4 weeks, then it's just like mom. And then sometimes you're not even sure. Maybe it's even like one mom's taking like a few of the kids. Like, we're always there, but like, it's kind of funny to see like how packed the room was. And there was like 15 kids in the class. I couldn't even get a seat, which worked out well because I was very tired.
Oh boy.
So I couldn't fall asleep because I was standing the whole time.
Have you ever fallen asleep standing before?
Once, but that was a long time ago.
Were you close yesterday?
No, I was good. Because you know what? I was distracted. I'm curious what you got. You ever have a situation where you run into something and you're like, I did not expect that to be coming from that person?
Sure.
Okay, so while I'm watching Tatum doing ballet, I keep hearing, I don't even know how to do the sound. I don't even know how people do it with gum. When they pop the gum, like
Oh, yeah.
Like the popping of it. Like, Wouldn't you expect that that's usually like a teenager doing that?
I mean, I do that sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Wouldn't you expect that to be Tyron Daly or a teenager? Yeah.
Honestly, I've seen a lot of like parents do it.
Okay.
It's just like a thing.
I guess maybe I'm just not around that group of people that like to pop their gum, but like, because there's a lot of like teen and like, you know, 12, 13 year old girls that are all hanging around there too because of all these dance classes that are going on. So while I'm watching her, I'm like, this teenage girl behind me will not stop popping her gum. And it was like, you know how you start focusing on it? You're like, when is she going to stop popping that damn gum? So finally I turn around. It's not a teenage girl. It's like a 6'10" dude. And I'm like, did not expect you to be the one popping the gum. Like, I wasn't mad or anything like that. It wasn't like the end of the world, but it just kind of, it took me for a second to like, one of these things does not connect to the other.
Well, my big question is, did you ask that person what brand of gum they were chewing? Because it sounds like there was excellent longevity for flavor.
Right?
No, I did not ask that. And yes, it went on for about 40 minutes.
Wow.
And you think it was the same, was it possibly the same piece of gum or do you think they re-upped?
I didn't ask any questions.
I'm so curious.
I don't even know how to pop a gum.
We should have a lesson one day.
No. Somebody tried to teach me how to blow a bubble, and I was like, that is not working.
Wait, you can't even blow a bubble?
What?
With gum?
Yeah.
No.
That is like, you learn that in like second grade,
dude. I don't need to be shamed because I can't blow bubbles.
Is it because of your large mouth and tongue? Maybe it can't.
It might be.
Wow, it just can't happen?
The tongue can't handle that kind of pressure.
Dang, that's sad.
Didn't you play like baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should learn in baseball.
In the dugout, right?
That's like what you're supposed to like run down on.
If you ever saw me play Little League, I didn't even learn how to hit a ball. You think they're going to teach me how to blow bubbles?
Were you chewing Big League chew?
No, you know it.
Best.
Sunflower seeds. That's more of a sunflower seed guy.
Because you couldn't blow bubbles.
Yeah.
Oh, sad.
He couldn't fit Big Chew in his big mouth. He could only fit little sunflower seeds.
It's an aggressive room this morning.
I'm just shocked.
I feel like I'm in the middle of the debate from last night. I'm going to tell you guys, I know Sarah. Sarah does not like you. Just to let you know that.
Wow.
Hey, Sarah? Karen hates you. I talked to her. She hates you.
I mean, I believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a couple of people might have hated me on Monday when we were at the Washington State Fair. And while we were there, someone experienced a very euphoric moment, a natural high, if we will, on a ride. And you're going to hear what happened at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On Monday, we all went to the Washington State Fair. We did the Puyallup.
We did it.
And while we were there, there was one ride that I really, 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 really wanted to go on. And the rest of the show was not necessarily on board.
It was like a little kid swing ride. I was just like, no, man.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was called the Revolution 360. And
this is the ride when I see that. There's a couple of rides that I see at the Washington State Fair. And those are the rides I look at and go, oh, hell no. I would never go on that ride.
Yeah.
So we do have some audio of us while we were waiting in line watching the Revolution 360.
Steve, where are we?
We're in the land of bad choices.
Revolution 360. Yeah. Okay. Are you going to bring Tatum on this ride?
We'll find out after the ride, huh?
This is my kind of ride. I'm very excited.
Let's go. I am, actually. I'm excited because you and Steve are being little bitches.
I hate you. Wow.
I'm forcing you to do this.
We are.
Yeah, I had no intention. When you said you wanted to ride this ride, I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to do it. And I had a feeling that Danny wasn't going to do it either. And then all of a sudden, we have Sarah calling us little bitches. And I don't know why. Like, usually it's like, cool, whatever. But Danny then agreed. He's like, fine, I'll do it. And then I'm like, well, I can't be the only one that's not going to do it. Here's how peer pressure works, kids.
I like how easily we were peer pressured.
We were.
And like, it was not like they even had to really convince us. It wasn't like, hey, guys, I'll get you some, like, we should have, like, got some fair food out of it or something.
We should have done something. Like, just kind of like, hey, we'll do it if you give us this or something. Yeah. Buy us our cowboy hats that we didn't want to buy. Something. But we were just like, all right, yeah, I don't want to be a little bitch.
Yeah, that was it. Literally just calling you guys little bitches. You're like, oh, okay.
So after the ride, we ended up running into...
Let's just describe what the ride is.
Oh, yeah, okay, go for it.
It's awful.
So you're sitting four to a side, and there's four sides.
And mind you, I love roller coasters. I love going upside down on roller coasters, sideways. I don't know what it is. I think if there's a track, I feel safe.
There's no track. It was a giant pendulum.
Yeah, and it's just like one of those ones where it keeps swinging and swinging. I'm like, all right. I'm watching this thing swing, and eventually it gets like where it's fully upright. Mm-hmm. Where you're upside down, perfectly upside down. I'm like, okay, well, it's going to swing back. No, it does a complete circle.
And it goes faster. It rotates faster at some point, and your legs are dangling, and your shoulders are strapped in. It was not your cup of tea?
No, my heart's racing even talking about it. Like, I'm watching. I'm like, there's no way. I don't want to do this. But, of course, I was like, well, I agreed to do it, and everyone else is doing it. I'm hoping by the time we were about ready to hand our tickets over that you're going to be like, yeah, I'm just kidding.
Mm-mm.
No.
You guys were very brave men that day. And after the ride, we ran into a rockaholic whose daughter was also on the ride with us, and we got her review.
How old do you think she was?
Wow.
10?
Yeah. We're all adults and we're freaking out. She's like, this ride was great.
Taryn.
Hello, Steve.
I'm still not happy with you.
We survived the revolution.
Woo! It is called the Revolution 360, and we met a couple of, first of all, we met Dad. Hey.
How you doing?
What's your name?
Brian Spillman.
Brian, nice to meet you. And your kids are here?
Yep.
And you rode the ride?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It was really good.
Yes!
What did you think of it?
I wasn't awed, but I was also, like, really scared.
Now, at that moment, I'm like, I hope she wasn't sitting close to us, because I was yelling, F you, Taryn, the entire time we were up there. And I think Danny was yelling the exact same thing.
Yeah. A lot of expletives.
Yeah, I mean, the entire time we're going down, I'm like, F you, Taryn.
Scared?
I was on it, and I was really scared. That was a scary ride.
Yeah.
Has that been the scariest ride that you've been on, or is there one scarier that we need to check out?
I think the roller coaster is really scary.
The green one or the wooden one?
The green one.
Yeah, we did that one. That one was kind of, I was a little aggressive, as we said.
Like, it drops.
It drops a lot. Yeah.
What has been your favorite ride of the entire day?
I think this one.
This girl.
Me too.
I like the, I forgot what it was called. Oh, it was that one back there.
The swing?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Swings have been a lot more fun than the revolution, I tell you.
The swings are always the ones that they show that have, like, fallen down at some, you know, fair in the Midwest. It's always the swing.
I was willing to take my chances on that than ever going on the revolution. I'm glad I did it. I don't ever want to do it again.
Well, after we chatted with the kids, we discussed how the ride went amongst ourselves.
Does everybody have something nice to say about Taryn for that great suggestion of going on the revolution?
Honestly, yes. That was seriously the most outstanding ride I've ever been on. I don't know if I was about to pass out, and that's why I'm like in some like crazy euphoric stage, but I loved it.
I was not expecting that from Sarah.
I hate Sarah. I literally, just hearing this audio just makes me want to throw something at her.
Why do you hate her?
Because that was not euphoric, Sarah. That was not the best ride of your life.
Dude, it really was. Even now when I'm thinking about it, I get happy.
I really liked it too. It just was actually a lot faster than it appears when it really starts rotating. Holy crap.
I have to say, I liked about 80% of it.
Okay.
That other 20%, that's when I was cursing you out.
Oh, no.
Danny, what about you?
F you, Taryn.
Oh, no.
F you.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. You're lucky my turkey leg did not come out on your lap.
Yeah, there was one moment I thought for sure Danny was going to hurl.
Oh, no.
And, sure. And we intentionally made sure that both Danny and I were sitting on each side of you, because I wasn't sure if I was going to hurl either. And I'm like, well, if anyone deserves it. That's why my head was turned the entire time towards you. I was like, if I'm going to hurl, I'm hurling on you. This was your idea.
But with the way that ride moved, it would be very hard to aim your vomit.
Oh, I was going to try.
Very hard.
I had every intention of trying.
You know what's crazy is that it went three times upside down, which was not what I was expecting. I don't know. I thought it was going to go like once upside down, but by the third time, that's when my stomach, I was like, I don't know that it's going to stay.
Oh, no.
The third time, I was like, when is this ride going to end?
Yeah.
There was a moment where I thought I was going to hurl.
There's still time.
Should we go again?
No. I'm glad I can say I did it. I'm glad I did it. But it was like those moments when like you were looking straight down and going fast. Sideways, I didn't mind. Going down straight, oh, I didn't like that.
It was so cool. We were like, we're all upside down together, just like looking at the earth. Like it was kind of magical.
Did she take mushrooms? Did she take some kind of drugs?
It's really for me. I don't know. I feel like that was a really good bonding experience.
It was a good bonding experience.
Also, before it started, she's like, well, if we all die, we die together. And that's really sweet. I'm like, what, like The Notebook?
Yes. If we're all in
hands.
Know,
yeah, she wanted to hold hands.
Yeah, we might as well go together, man.
Thank you for letting me put you guys through that. I appreciate
Anytime.
It.
Anytime.
Any kids rides? That can we do now?
Bumper cars.
Let's go.
I'll do bumper cars.
And I had to duck out because I had to get home, but did you guys keep your turkey legs and your noodles down?
That's a personal question.
Yes. Although I was riding high after that. I have to say, Sarah might not be crazy because I had an adrenaline rush that went for hours. I was feeling great until I ended up at tap class because we had tap dance class on Monday night. And I'm sitting there in the little dance studio and I fell asleep. Like the adrenaline dump hit. While I was there, my wife's like, wake up. I'm like, I can't. I'm exhausted.
Oh, yeah. Well, it did put Sarah in what she said, quote, a crazy euphoric state. So what about you, Rockaholics? What is something you have done that gave you just a natural high? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Jimi Hendrix.
The Daily Mix Show.
After riding the Revolution 360 at the Washington State Fair, Sarah said that she was in, quote, a crazy euphoric state.
Honestly, yes. That was seriously the most outstanding ride I've ever been on. I don't know if I was about to pass out, and that's why I'm, like, in some, like, crazy euphoric stage, but I loved it. So cool. We were, like, we're all upside down together, just, like, looking at the earth. Like, it was kind of magical.
Did she take mushrooms? Did she take some kind of drugs?
It's really for me. I don't know. I feel like that was a really good bonding experience.
It was a really good bonding experience. It was.
Looking at the earth, man. It was crazy. It's not like we were in space.
No, but okay. We were on our way for sure.
Fair.
What about you, Rockaholics? What is something you have done that gave you a crazy natural high? 206-803-ROCK. Mike from Whidbey Island, you rode the same ride that we rode in Kansas?
I did. It was in Salinas, and the center coupling gave up on it. It was pretty messed up, man.
What?
It was actually an impact. Yeah, it was already kind of on its way down, so we were just barely up off the ground. But it did scare the living you-know-whatty out of me. By the way, Taryn, I saw your kindergarten pictures for your son. He Aww. Is just adorable, by the way.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, was the entire ride full of people? Like, were you all losing your minds?
I waited in line for that, man.
Oh. And did anybody get hurt?
Yeah, there was some injuries, yeah. I was in the Army at the time. I was stationed at Fort Riley out there. And when it hit the ground, of course, you know, it's the weekend. If I get hurt, I'm going to be in big trouble, you know. I'm not supposed to be doing stuff like that, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah.
But who would ever think that you would get hurt doing that?
We had a court date, and we settled out of court. It was good.
Wow.
Oh, we had a million-dollar question. You're at the Washington State Fair, and Taryn Daly walks up to you and says, hey, you want to get on the Revolution 360? Would you ride it again?
Probably not. As much as I adore her, I'm airborne and I don't even like to fly.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
You rock, Mike.
Alex and Puyallup, what was it that gave you a crazy natural high?
About a year ago, I went skydiving out in Snohomish.
Oh. Nice. Was that the first time?
Yeah, that was the first time. I did it on my birthday. Now I want to go and get certified and skydive by myself.
I was going to say it was a tandem kind of a thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, always.
What was that feeling like?
Jump as tandem.
What was that feeling like the moment you jumped out of the plane?
It, like, I wasn't nervous, but then all of a sudden, like, the door opens up and I just go OS and everything just, yeah, it was intense.
Could you scream?
I don't think a roller coaster could top that experience.
Oh, I doubt it. Yeah, that had to be insane.
Were you able to scream at all, or was it like one of those things where you try to scream and nothing comes out?
Oh, no, I was able to scream. I was screaming. I was having a blast. I was enjoying it. I have video of it. It was amazing.
How was the landing for you?
It was really smooth. So we got close to the ground. The instructor just tells you to put your legs out, so you're pretty much in like this L form, and then he just hits the ground. He's standing up, and then you just drop your feet and kind of keep walking with him.
So you had to move your body kind of like Ray Gun in the breakdancing competition.
Exactly.
The L-form.
Possum Paul on Highway 26, what gave you a crazy natural high?
The first time that I washed my nipple piercing.
Ooh.
Whoa.
What just happened?
Well, here's the deal. You know, when you get it pierced, it's awfully exciting as well, but like exciting, like super painful kind of exciting. But then 24 hours later, you have to soap it up and turn it and back and forth. And the first time I turned that thing, it was so intense. I dropped to my knees, and then I got this like super intense dopamine rush.
Wow.
Out of it. And you should try it, Steve. I know how much you like piercings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I might take another nap.
206-803-ROCK. Drew from Puyallup, what is the crazy natural high you experienced?
Natural high for me was skydiving out of Kapalson Air Sports.
Oh, nice.
And so I had done two tandems prior and then decided to engage in their assisted free-for-all program. And there's just nothing that can compare to it. If you want absolute silence from the world, you need to jump out of an airplane and just be under a canopy, and the world will never be the same for anybody like that. It is just an incredible experience.
Unless you're paired up with me, because then you're just going to be hearing curse words the entire time going down. You know, the piercing story, though, really, Danny, I don't know if you maybe have the same feeling because you've had tattoos. The natural high for me is when, like, you take a break for a second and they use, like, that witch hazel.
Oh,
yeah. And they spray it and they just give that, like, nice clean wipe of all, like, the gunk and the blood and all that kind of stuff. It's like that witch hazel just, like...
It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, I needed that.
Rockaholics, we need someone who can beat Steve. He nearly got a perfect 10 this morning. He is currently 257 wins, 74 losses, and 45 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Mig Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.